Let's do the birthday scam.
We'll call up Scott, who a couple of years ago lost some golf clubs while he was flying.
Yeah, the airline lost his luggage. Mm-hmm. Well, when he put in his claim, he, of course, claimed that he had Ping golf clubs.
Some expensive Pings,
but
which he did not have.
And, of course, they gave him a check based on the value of Ping. So now I'm going to say that these other clubs have arrived.
You found his cheap-ass clubs. Mm-hmm. Want the money back.
Scott?
Yeah, Mr. My name is Tony Clark. I'm with Airlines. How are you today?
Okay.
Sorry to bother you there at work, but I'm calling about a claim we had with you a couple years back about some luggage we lost for you.
Uh-huh.
Oddly enough, it happens like this sometimes, but we've recovered that stuff.
You're kidding me.
No, sometimes it just gets shipped around and laid up in a warehouse somewhere and then finally works its way back.
Well, now what do we do?
Well, there's a couple of things, because as I looked down in here, and I'm just going over the paperwork here, I noticed that you had claimed some Ping golf clubs, and these don't seem to be Ping.
No. Nope.
So there's some kind of mix-up there.
Well, they're not Ping.
Mm-hmm. So what happened there?
Well, I wanted to make sure I got my money's worth.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like you got a little more than your money's worth.
Yep. There's about $14.98.
$14.96 is what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess with the interest here, we're looking at about $1,900. If you just give us a check back for that, we'll give you your clubs back.
Excuse me?
We won't even get into why you claimed clubs that weren't even yours, but if you just write us a check back, we can turn around and give you your luggage and we're all square.
I can't give you $2,000 right now.
Well, we can work out a payment plan for you.
Well, I would hope so.
Mm-hmm.
But how
about 50% today?
Well, I can't give you that today. I just purchased a new vehicle, and I'm working with that.
I'm trying to work with you, but...
Well, I understand.
But
you
the
know.
Bottom line is you lied to us about the club.
Yeah, I did, but I wanted to make sure that I got my money on my clubs because that's the way that stuff works.
Well, that's not the way it works. Most people make an honest claim about that, and we replace them every penny of the actual value.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could just turn this over to the courts. Keep
well,
the clubs and have to and just a collection agent to get the money out of you.
Well, I'd rather not do that. I mean, that's going to cost everybody a whole lot more money.
Exactly. I'd like to avoid that, too.
Yeah.
Two choices of what I think we can do here. Choice number one is you get me a check today.
What happened to your payment plan?
Well, that's out the window because I don't like your attitude.
Excuse me?
Choice number two. Any flight that we have that goes over your residence, I'm going to have them empty in the lavatories. Right down on 30,000 feet, and you'd be surprised how accurate these guys are these days.
Dean and Raj? Is this Dean and Raj? Hello.
Captain Raj to co-pilot Dean.
Oh, please.
Don't worry if you get
I cannot believe this crap.
You won't believe when it hits your roof.
Who did this, please?
This is from your buddies there, I guess at work, Randy. Also, Chris and Linda in on it as well.
You're kidding me!